Paul Calvisi with a view from the sidelines.
Hands it off to Carson running right, or make that pro-size, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Weak effort defensively to try to tackle Procise.
Oh, boy. Those last words by Dave Pasch there, weak effort, really have to resonate as the Arizona Cardinals looked hapless in most of their 27-10 loss to the hated Seattle Seahawks. By the way, my niece was in town with her new boyfriend who is a big Seattle fan. They were at the game. And the Cardinals made it complete. They've had a winless September now, 0-3-1. Our sports guy, Paul Calvisi, who's the Cardinals sideline reporter, joins us now. Things looked so promising in weeks one and two, but it seems like they've regressed the last 2 weeks. Are the Cardinals worse than we thought they'd be, Paul?
You know, with a rookie quarterback, you can't have significant expectations. I hate to say it.
No, I know.
Did anyone expect 0-3-1? No, Larry didn't. Terrell Suggs, after the game, said he's surprised by the fact they've gone winless so far, three of their first four at home. And, you know, the setting was idyllic, no doubt about it. The building was electric. Carson Palmer and his family were in the house.
Right, right.
There's Jerry Rice in the sideline. You know, I had a chance to chop it up with Jerry a little bit, talking about Larry, him moving, you know, into number two all-time in receptions. In fact, speaking of Larry and Carson, it's pregame coin toss. Check this out. The captains are going to midfield, and Carson's going out with the captain, sort of the honorary thing, right? Larry peels back from the group, and he runs over. I'm like, where's he going? He grabs Carson's young son and walks him out there for the pregame coin toss, and so that was a ding. But look, everything turned on the Jadeveon Clowney 27-yard pick six.
There's a screen to the right, and it's picked off by Clowney on the 20. He's going to score. He's at the 10-5 touchdown.
3-0 game. It ends up 10-0. You had two missed field goals by Zane Gonzalez. Was it because he had a new holder because Andy Lee was out? I don't know. We asked Cliff Kingsbury at halftime about that. He said, that's a good question. And then sort of said, .. I'm not exactly answering that, but we might know the answer to that. And then they give up another touchdown catch to a tight end. That is six in three games. And it was so blatant. Russell Wilson just stared down Will Dissly, waited for him to get open, and delivered the touchdown pass. So there are things that are happening over and over again, which obviously leads to guys being frustrated. There were a lot of questions about last year. The Cardinals started 0-4. Does it feel like last year? I will say this.
Yeah.
It definitely does not. And team leaders, team captains like A.Q. Shipley were adamant. They were defiant with the media saying, no, this team is much more competitive than a year ago. You're just dealing with a rookie quarterback who's prone to some of the mistakes.
Yeah. So did you see anything good from the sidelines?
Please.
David Johnson had almost 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, he
looked
good.
So that was absolutely, you know, they got a balanced offense. The offense definitely evolved. There's no question about that. You know, they did a pretty good job of containing Russell Wilson, but the tackling at times was poor. And you got to realize, they have a secondary that isn't even close to what they thought it would be. They have zero interceptions on the season. No Patrick Peterson, no Robert Alford. They're playing Kevin Peterson out there. I mean, the wrong Peterson's out there. It's just, it's frustrating.
All right, you don't have to answer this question right now, but I'm going to throw the question out there. Should general manager Steve Keim start updating his resume?
Depending on this is the key question. A lot of people would say if you have a rookie quarterback, the general manager automatically would get another year because of a rookie quarterback,
because
of the learning curve.
Right.
Now, the fact that Kyler is so advanced and he's so talented, a lot of us, yourself included, have had expectations that perhaps, you know what, are not founded when you, because history says of the rookie quarterback, you're going to struggle.
Right.
So you can make a case either way. This year's draft class looks very promising. But, you know, as for right here, right now at 0-3-1, the keys to rebounding?
Just getting back to fundamentals and techniques and sticking together. There's nobody coming in that locker room to save us. I think everybody on that team understands how good we can be if we execute at a high level, and we just haven't got it done.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you saying at least there was something good there.
Look, it's clicked at times. At last year, it never clicked. And so hopefully that gives us a little bit of optimism going forward.